You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
William in Indiana is having some chimney situations. William, how can we help?
Hi. We just bought a brick house. It's a one-story Cape Cod, all brick, and we have some bad, what I've been told is called spalling.
Okay.
On top of our chimney.
Mm-hmm.
Sections of the brick are, it's one or two bricks where that actually, like, a chunk of the brick is actually popping out mm-hmm. of the chimney.
Fairly common in an older house. What is it, like a 50-year-old cape or something?
Not built in 1951.
Okay, yeah, so pretty close.
60.
50, 60 years old. Very common. What happens is as water gets into the brick and it freezes, it kind of breaks apart the brick. Happens most commonly at the top few courses of brick. And generally, you have to do a number of things here. Number one, you have to make up a concrete mix to patch the brick. And you can actually dye some epoxy patching compound to match that brick so it'll be red, if I'm assuming it's a red brick, and then repoint the mortar joints. But most importantly, the very top of the chimney is going to be a crown made of cement that goes from the liner to the outside edge of the brick chimney. And I'm going to guess that crown is cracked. They very, very commonly do, and it needs to be either replaced or certainly those cracks in that top crown should be caulked, because that will slow the water that's getting down into that space. And if you slow the water, you're going to slow that spalling effect and keep those bricks intact for as long as possible. But nothing too complicated, nothing terrible for you to have to worry about. Fairly normal wear and tear for a 50 to 60-year-old brick chimney.
Okay, so that chunk of brick that's actually popping out,
mm-hmm.
It's not an entire brick. It's just a rather large chunk. It's like a 4-inch
Clean,
chunk.
If it's clean, you may be able to mortar it back into place.
Okay.
If it's really broken up, then I would fill that kind of like you'd think of filling like a hole or a cavity, and I would mix up a mortar mix, and I would tint it to match the brick. If you go to the Home Center hardware store, you'll find out that there are concrete tints. They're usually powder. I just did this not so long ago, repairing a brick step on my dad's patio, and I was able to mix it up very carefully to get a color that was fairly close to what was there. And it's not going to match exactly, but it's better than having a gray patch on a red brick chimney.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.